At the table of grace, the cup's never empty. The plate's always full, and it's never too late to come and be filled with love never ending. You're always welcome at the table.
You are welcome to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he dines with you and you with him. The Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, is your chef, and I am your steward, Joshua Ojo. Today, our main dish is the words of our Lord Jesus in Luke 12, and verse 32, where he said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Our Lord Jesus said our Father delights to give his children his kingdom. In other words, it gives him joy to hand over the authority and the power of the kingdom of heaven to his children. Now, listen to our Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 20 from verses 34 to 36, describe the children of God. "And Jesus answering said unto them, The children of this world marry and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage." Verse 36. "Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection." 2 points are of particular interest to us in this passage. 1. The children of God cannot die any more. And 2. The children of God are the children of the resurrection. Our Lord Jesus said the children of God can no longer die. Does this mean that once we are born of God, we continue to live in our body forevermore? In John chapter 5 and verse 24, he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death to life." So when he said we can no longer die, he is not saying we will live forever in our physical bodies, but that we have passed out of the clutches of spiritual death and now have eternal life. Praise the Lord. However, this does not mean that once you have eternal life, you can no longer be returned into your previous state of spiritual death, no matter what you do or what you subsequently believe and consequently say. Whosoever, after being born again by believing that the man, Jesus, is the Son of God, and then later turns round and denies that Jesus is God in human flesh, instantly passes from life eternal back to spiritual death. Any child of God who denies the divinity of our Lord Jesus is forever lost. Such a one has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has despised the Spirit of grace, as is written by the Apostle Paul in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 29. This is the sin unto death spoken of by the Apostle of our Lord Jesus in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 16. It is an absolute waste of time to pray for such a person. It is an exercise in futility. Let us therefore hold fast our confession, that our Lord Jesus is God manifest in the flesh, by the grace of our God, and in the power of His Spirit, this we will do to the end, even unto the death. Here is the summary of what is being said thus far. As children of God, we have life eternal now, and can no longer die spiritually, provided that we hold fast our confession that Jesus is the Son of God. Nevertheless, we will all die physically, except for those that will be here at His appearing. When the last trumpet shall sound, and He appears to His disciples, who in the power of the Spirit of God long for Him with the intensity of Simeon of old, and who simultaneously, like Anna, serve Him diligently, whilst passionately looking for His coming, then and then alone shall we with the other saints who have departed ahead of us receive our immortal and glorious bodies like unto His. And so shall we ever be with Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Even so, come, Lord Jesus. In His description of the children of God in Luke chapter 20 and verse 36, our Lord Jesus said the children of God are the children of the resurrection. What does it mean that the children of God are the children of the resurrection? In John 14 and verse 19, He said, "Yet a little while, and the world does not see Me anymore, but you see Me. Because I live, you shall live also." He said to His disciples that shortly the world will no longer see Him. This He spoke of His imminent death and burial. God be praised forever. He did not stop there. He went further to say that His disciples will see Him, and because He will be resurrected, we also shall live. For in John chapter 11 and verse 25, He made this declaration. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, though he die, yet he shall live." He said He is the resurrection. His apostle expounds this for us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." In our old state, we were spiritually dead, but God so loved us that in the resurrection of our Lord Christ from spiritual death, He made us alive together with Him. In other words, it is in our union with Him in His resurrection that we have passed from death to life eternal. After His death, burial, and resurrection, we have captured for us the most glorious moment in the history of man since our alienation from God in the garden. This triumphant moment is recorded for us in John chapter 20 and verse 17. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch Me, for I have not yet ascended to My Father, but go to My brothers and say to them, I ascend to My Father and your Father, and to My God and your God." After His resurrection, He calls us brethren, and calls His Father our Father, and His God our God. His apostle will later re-echo our being born of God in our union with our Lord Christ in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are children of God in our union with our Lord Christ in his spiritual resurrection. We will dip again into our complimentary dish of Luke chapter 20 and verse 36. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. And also, into our main dish of Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Being children of the resurrection, and thus children of God, it is our Father's delight to hand over the authority and the power of the kingdom of heaven to us, so that he may rule on the earth through his Christ in us. We will conclude our meal with a song of the Lamb, taken from Revelation chapter 5, from verses 8 to 10. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one having harps and golden vials full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the book and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And you made us kings and priests to our God, and we will reign over the earth. Amen.
My soul is thirsty, Lord, to know you as I know. Drink from the river that flows before your throne. Take me deeper in love with you.
We hope your whole spirit and soul and body have been nourished at the table of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You may send your comments and request for further clarification by WhatsApp to 0817-955-9161, 0817-955-9161, or send an email to thetableofourlord@gmail.com, thetableofourlord@gmail.com. Join our soon coming bridegroom at his table at the same time next week. The grace of our Lord Jesus is with your spirit. Amen.
Take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your I just wanna love you.